Okay, good evening, everyone. Last night in the shiur on Hilchos Tefillah, we started going through some of the other halachos of Hilchos Tefillah. Until now, in the beginning, the first number of classes, we went through the different parts of the davening and then what the obligation for women is, and then we discussed the order of preference for the different parts of davening. Last night, we started talking about one of the many areas of Hilchos Tefillah, and that is what we call, based on the pasuk in Amais Perek Dalet Pasuk Yud Beis, Hikoyin Lekras Alekecha Yisrael, that when a person comes to daven, they need to be properly prepared to daven, to stand in front of the Melech Malchei Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the halachas we discussed last night was the halachas of what a person should be wearing during Shmona Esrei. Tonight we're going to talk about a different halacha, and that is, surprisingly enough, that the halacha is, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Sadi Beis, that before a person davens, Shmona Esrei at least, for sure, a person should use the bathroom. And that means that a person's body should be clean, should be cleaned out to use the bathroom before a person davens Shmona Esrei, that this way when they stand in front of Hashem during Shmona Esrei, their body is clean. If a person feels like they do not have to use the bathroom, and then they start Shmona Esrei, and then in the middle of Shmona Esrei, all of a sudden it feels like you do need to use the bathroom, then it's a complicated halacha, but we basically paskin that a person does not stop Shmona Esrei in the middle. You may even be surprised that there's even a discussion about that. But a person does not stop Shmona Esrei in the middle if they started when they did not need to use the bathroom. The details of these halachas are actually pretty complicated, but basically what comes out, just one or two simple halachas, is that if a person needs to use the bathroom within the first 72 minutes, that they would not be able to hold it in for the next 72 minutes, and still they went ahead and davened the Shmona Esrei, then it seems from the Shulchan Aruch and from the Paiskim that tefillah, that davening, is called a tefillah Te'eva, a disgusting tefillah, and the halacha is that a person would need to daven Shmona Esrei again, which is pretty surprising. If a person feels like they need to use the bathroom, but they could have waited more than 72 minutes, they need to use, but they could wait more than 72 minutes, then lechadchila also, preferably a person should not daven in such a state. They should use the bathroom first. But if a person does daven, then the halacha is that they do not repeat the davening. So again, either way, when a person feels like they need to use the bathroom, they should not go ahead and daven Shmona Esrei. But there is a difference in halacha if a person needed to wait more than 72 minutes, needed to use the bathroom within the next 72 minutes, or they could have waited longer. There the difference is, does a person need to repeat the Shmona Esrei? If they needed to use within the first 72 minutes, they do repeat the Shmona Esrei. If they could have waited longer, then b'di'eved, after the fact, they do not repeat the Shmona Esrei. That is in regards to Shmona Esrei. In regards to regular brachos and regular learning of Torah, so also, here the Mishnah Berurah says, over there in Sadi Beis, he actually brings a machlokes, that if a person feels like they need to use the bathroom, but they can wait more than 72 minutes. So then, there are those that say that a person is allowed to make a bracha. There are those that say a person is not supposed to make a bracha if they feel the need to go to the bathroom, but they could wait more than 72 minutes. Earlier, the Mishnah Berurah, it seems a little bit of a contradiction that the Mishnah Berurah just brings to be strict, that if you need to use the bathroom, you cannot make any bracha whatsoever, even if you could wait more than 72 minutes. You feel like you need to use the bathroom, you can't go make a shahakal and drink a cup of apple juice. You can't learn Torah or anything like that. Rabbi Chaim Kanevsky explains, he answers the contradiction, that really a person should try to be strict, and if not, a person is allowed to be lenient if they don't have any other option. Let's say they're in the car and they're driving and they're really hungry and they feel like they need to use the bathroom, so if they could wait more than 72 minutes, so fine, they would be allowed to go make a bracha and go ahead and drink or eat or learn Torah in such a situation. This is besides the halacha and the avera of what we call bal teshaksu, There's an avera in the Torah that's called bal teshaksu. Bal means you are not supposed to, means not, like we have the expression bal yira, bal yimotze of chametz on Pesach. Bal means you're not allowed to, and teshaksu means that you're not allowed to make your body disgusting. Sheketz means something disgusting. You're not allowed to make your body disgusting. And what this means is, this is an avera that if a person needs to use the bathroom, you must use the bathroom. Nothing to do with davening or anything like that. If a person needs to use the bathroom immediately, not just within 72 minutes, this is if a person really, really needs to use the bathroom immediately, then that is an avera to not use the bathroom. Most Paiskim assume that this is only avera midrabanan. There is one opinion that this is an avera midraisa. After all, this is a pasuk in the Torah. But most Paiskim assume that this is only an asmachta, and it is only an avera midrabanan. Usually it's not so common. If a person needs to use the bathroom and they're able to, say they would just go ahead. If not, if they don't have access to a bathroom, then they stop. They don't have access. But one time that it is very important to know this, and I was just discussing this halacha with a few people yesterday, so it's just on my mind. So the halacha is the following. When a person wakes up in the morning, they should go ahead and wash negelwasser right away. They shouldn't, you know, stay in bed for another 10-15 minutes. They should not get dressed before they wash negelwasser. A person should go immediately to the bathroom and wash negelwasser. A person should not use the bathroom first. You should not. First, you wash negavasa with a cup 3 times on each hand. Then you use the bathroom. And then you wash your hands again. If you use the bathroom, you have to wash your hands again. When you wash your hands again, you do not need to use a cup. Generally speaking, I think most people, when they use the bathroom in the middle of the day, of course, you have to wash your hands before you say the bracha v'ashiyatzar. But usually, we do not wash our hands with a cup specifically. There are those that are makbid to use a cup. If you do, you definitely should continue. But generally speaking, we do not. The only time, so when you wake up in the morning, the first step, you do moda'ani, then immediately you go wash negavasser, then you use the bathroom, and then you wash your hands again. Not that you use the bathroom first and try to kill 2 birds with 1 stone and then just wash your hands afterwards. You should get off the tumma from your hands as soon as possible. The one exception to that is if a person wakes up in the morning and they feel like they need to use the bathroom immediately, then the halacha is, in that situation, we tell a person to use the bathroom first and then to go wash negavasa, because that is an avera to be able to have access to use the bathroom. When a person needs to use the bathroom very badly, then the halacha is that you should push off washing negavas or washing netilas yadayim in the morning for another few moments. Use the bathroom first to not transgress this aver of bal teshaksu. There's other detailed halachos in regards to the order of what a man and a woman should do step by step until they get dressed in the morning, when they should say the brachos of Al Netilas Yadayim and Asher Yatzar and Alakai Neshama. That, Bez Hashem, maybe we'll have the schus of learning at a different point. But that is just some halachos in regards to using bathroom before Shemona Esrei and other brachos and waking up in the morning, also based on that Pasuk and Amos of Hikon. Now, in the bracha of Asher Yatzar that we say after we use the bathroom, we have an expression at the end of Roifei Chol Basar, that a bracha to Hashem, Roifei Chol Basar, Hashem heals all flesh. And the question is, why do we say that Hashem heals all flesh if it's referring to us that we went to the bathroom? We're not sick. Why are we saying that Hashem heals us if we're not sick? So there's actually Rabbeinu Bechai in Parshas Lech Lecha proves that we can use the expression of refuah even in a time when it's referring to preventing to become sick. If Hashem prevents a person from becoming sick in the first place, we can also use the expression of refuah. So the Ri Bar Yakar, who is the Rebbe of the Ramban, he says that's the explanation in Asher Yatzar as well. That when we say the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Roifei Chol Basar U'Mafli Lasais, that means that we are thanking and praising Hashem for preventing us from becoming sick. And this is a deeper lesson that I think there is that when a person becomes a chayla, they become sick, or they have a loved one or a friend or someone that they know that becomes sick, then all of a sudden we daven to Hashem and we cry out to Hashem, which is what we're supposed to be doing. But a person needs to realize, and we all need to recognize this at different points, and it's just good, very important to keep in mind that we have to thank Hashem when we are not sick. You know, when a person has, you know, a sore throat or strep, they can't even visualize not being sick. But that's something that a person has to thank Hashem for every day, that they go through the day and they didn't become sick, they didn't have an injury, they didn't have a loved one that got hurt. It's at those moments that we need to praise and thank Hashem for preventing us from becoming sick in the first place. And that, perhaps, you know, we gather here for the shiurim for the purpose of a specific chayla and for other chaylam that we want this chayla and other chaylam to get better and improve day by day, Be'ez Hashem, with Hashem's help. Maybe that's something that perhaps we could accept upon ourselves, to be makabal upon ourselves, b'li neder, that when we say this bracha v'asha yatzar, and we say the expression of rofei chol basar, we stop for a moment and we think and we thank Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for letting me use the facilities in a normal manner, that I am healthy, I am able to get rid of my waste, and I am able to function properly, and that anybody in that I know, that my family, my friends, are able to function properly, and Be'ez Hashem, and that's chus, all of the chaylim, this chayla and all of the chaylim, should continue their road to recovery in good health. Everyone should have a good night.